My name is Cody Patton. I'm the executive director at Positive Directions, which is a HIV and AIDS service organization here in town. People have said, you know, is this a career choice? And I'm like, no, it just happened. We had somebody at our church that had HIV and was very sick, and his mom had moved up here from Independence, Kansas, to help take care of him. And, you know, she just couldn't do it all on her own, so I was kind of organizing volunteers. I'd also been doing hospital visitation with people because, you know, back then, you know, 20 years ago, that was still, people were getting sick very quick, and there many times their friends and family would have abandoned them or be very judgmental or scared. And as all this is taking place, I got laid off at Coleman. So for 6 months, I just was doing the hospital visitation and organizing volunteers. And towards the end of that, the guy we'd been taking care of ended up dying. And his mom basically turned around and wrote a $5,000 check and said, you know, I couldn't have done it without all of you. And that was kind of a clear message for me. Well, I guess this is my job. So we did some formal searches and found some programs that we could model and set up what started out as the care coordination team, which was basically teams of volunteers that went in to people's homes to help them stay at home. Many times the nursing homes wouldn't accept people. And so we'd go in and cook and clean and do respite care and give whoever their caregiver was at the time a relief so they could get out of the house and just whatever we needed to do. And that's how the whole thing started. I used to have a friend, Randy Jones, and he died in 89. And I knew that the hospital was a really hard place for him to be. And so after he died, I decided I wanted to do something. So I got started just check with the nurse's station and find out who the people were. And there'd be many times up to 10 people in the hospital at the time, and they kept them all in the same unit. And many of them wouldn't have visitors. So I'd go in and just sit and hang out with them and talk. You know, there was one guy that was a smoker and, you know, was really sick, but he just really wanted a cigarette. And so I just went to the nurse's station. I'm like, I need a wheelchair. We're going outside. And they're like, okay. It was incredible for me. You know, I learned so much from people, and I experienced things that I just never expected. You know, death is something that many people are afraid of, and you know, it's one thing when there's an accident or something happens and it's unexpected, but when people know, there seems to be just a whole different kind of clarity, and it's hard to explain. I just know that I was very lucky to be able to share those experiences with some of those people. I think one of the successes of the agency has been the ability to remain flexible. We have a pretty broad mission statement, and always looking to see what are the needs. We don't have teams of volunteers that do home visits anymore. That's just not a need anymore. Then all of a sudden we realized, you know, there was becoming more medications, and people were doing better and living longer and healthier. And, you know, they weren't necessarily wanting to be at home all the time. You know, they may have things to do. And from that, we looked at it and went, okay. And that's how we started the grocery center, because people were more mobile and wanted to come and get groceries. So it's just one of those things that you just, what are the needs? What's going on? What do we need to do? Cure is one of those words that I've not been attached to. But there's treatment. There's preventatives. So, you know, that's my mindset with HIV is, you know, now with the medications we have, we're keeping people alive and healthy for where they can have a full life, where they're dying of old age kind of things, not HIV. So is that a cure? Sort of. Is it a cure where it just is gone? No. You know, will that ever happen? I don't think so. The other part of the cure is, man, this is completely preventable, you know, by people just being aware and thinking about their behaviors. And that's part of the problem with Kansas is people still, you know, don't even want to think about their behaviors. They think it's those people that are at risk, not, you know. And I try to tell people, well, have you had sex and not used a condom? Well, yeah. Then you're at risk.